Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
93 right now at KCI. It's 94 downtown, 94 at your official weather station.
Take me back to high school, Rod.
I don't want you to come around here no more. I beg you for mercy. You don't know how strong my weakness is or how much it hurts me. 'Cause when you say it's over,
you know, I'm so glad.
So I let you in.
Be serious.
Knowing tomorrow, I'm gonna wake up missing you. Wake up missing you.
I'm so glad that Rod Stewart's the artist of the day. I just love his music.
And you're arguing about what song to play next.
Well, we only had one left.
Oh, this is my pick.
There's so many hits.
Oh, just wait. This was a creepy video.
Infatuation.
Out in the morning, I can't sleep. I can't work and I can't.
I mean, we were bouncing like between Maggie May and Infatuation. This one.
Oh.
Do you think I'm sexy? I mean, the list is so long.
I mean, oh no, not again. It hurts so good.
Oh my God. Young Turks.
To make him a two-day. He gets a twofer.
So anyway, here's the true story about... Jeez, Louise, I mean, there's just so many. Have I told you lately that I love you? Rod?
Have I told you? You have, and I appreciate that. And I love you.
I love you too, man.
Have I told...
Jeez. Where does it stop? Yep. This is old school stuff, isn't it? Like from the Young Faces. Anyway, so Rod and I could not determine who the artist of the day was going to be. Honest to God, I mean, you would think we spent a lot of time working on the topics.
No.
Rod and I are texting back and forth before the show today on artist of the day. And I go, Night Ranger? He goes, Buddy Guy.
Which, in fairness, we usually don't do. Usually, I just kind of surprise you, or yeah. I'll say, hey, who do you think?
But today, I was in the mood. And so I texted him early on. I go, I was on my way down to a luncheon in South Leawood, and I said, Night Ranger? And he writes me back, and he says, Buddy Guy?
I was like, yeah, 80s day, it was yesterday.
And I wrote back, and I was listening to 80s on 8, and I go, David Lee Roth solo. And then Rod writes back, Rod Stewart. And so, honest to God, I wrote all of them down. Buddy Guy, Night Ranger, David Lee Roth solo, Rod Stewart on little pieces of paper. And when Rod got to work today, I had him all in my hand, and he picked a piece of paper out of my hand, and it was Rod Stewart.
Well, there you go.
It was indeed.
And that's how you
now,
got your
I didn't
artist
see
the day.
Other pieces of paper. They all just said
Rod Stewart.
They could have all been Rod Stewart.
Rod Stewart was your idea. I would have put Night Ranger in there four times. I didn't. Okay, so simmer down.
Speaking of throwbacks to the early 90s.
Yes.
Sony is going to do the same thing that Nintendo did last year. They are releasing the classic PlayStation for just in time for Christmas.
Oh, do not. How much?
$99.99.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
It's going to have 20 preloaded games on it.
Oh, there you go.
Final Fantasy VII.
I would kill for an old school Atari. I go down to vintage stock all the time. They've got the games. They don't have the system.
What other games are loaded on this thing?
A Tekken 3 and Wild Arms, and then the full roster is expected to be announced soon. They said it's going to include more fan favorites.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
What are the games that they're offering?
Final Fantasy VII.
Never heard of it.
Really?
This was post your high school experience. That's why.
Wow. Tekken 3 and Wild Arms. Those are the ones.
Never heard of any of those.
That's fine.
They got Tecmo Bowl in there?
Okay. It's 25 years since they had original PlayStation came out.
This 25 years. Oh, do you know what else will make you feel old?
What?
It's been 25 years since the original PlayStation came out. Guess how old Lita Ford is? I could not believe it when Scott dropped this on us during a commercial break. This is what we talk about while you guys are in your car, listening to whatever, and it's I should be going to the bathroom.
It's the important stuff.
Scott's like, oh, my God. Guess how much. How old do you think Lita Ford is? I don't know.
How old is she?
Wait.
We're in here waxing poetic about the very important news stories of the day, that's not how the breaks look, which is why we don't ever want a camera in here.
I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight.
Uh-huh. It ain't no big thing.
It ain't no big thing.
God, I hated this song.
Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $10
from my old man.
How old is she?
If you want to feel old today, Lita Ford is 60 years old today.
It's her birthday. 60.
She's still wearing shredded Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
She probably looks pretty good.
She does. She looks fabulous.
Baby, I get so scared inside. I don't really understand.
Dumbest song ever. I hated her in high school.
Why?
I don't know. I just hated the music. I hated that song.
Lita Ford was cool, and she was a decent guitar player, and the Runaways were great, but Lita Ford's music is kind of not good.
It was good before that record.
No.
I'm going to go with no. She just had that look. She had that 80s rocker.
She was Lita Ford.
She's she's doing the county fair tour.
Oh.
You shut your mouth.
Bless her heart.
September 3rd, she tweeted out, "Thank you, Obetz, Ohio."
Oh,
wow! Did you just bless her heart to Lita Ford?
I mean, that's not even the casino circuit. That's like
she opened for Def Leppard last year at the Sprint Center. Everybody, calm down.
State fairs are fine, but it's usually like.
Have you ever heard of the Runaways?
Like F-list bands.
Have you ever heard of the Runaways?
No.
It was a punk rock. By punk rock, I mean punk/rock, all girls band from the early 80s. Do you want to know who was in it with Lita Ford?
Who?
You've heard of her.
I have no idea.
Joan Jett.
Oh, okay. Is she playing the county fair circuit?
No, Joan Jett is selling out Starlight.
Actually still doing quite well.
This weekend.
In fairness,
I think when you drop
Joan Jett's
from casino,
a decent songwriter.
To county fair, to high school gym. You just go, you know what? I'm going to go sell a line of beauty cream products on QVC.
This weekend, she's at the New Jersey Horror Con.
Well, I mean.
In Atlantic City.
You got to make a living.
Yeah,
you do.
God love her.
Got to make a living.
Don't you remember Carrie Fisher would stand there or sit there and take a photo and sign autographs with a smile on her face all day long? All day long.
And hated it.
But with a smile on her face, that's how she made a living toward the end of her life. You got to do what you got to do.
Until she got back in Star Wars.
Right.
And then died.
You know.
Okay. By the way.
Rough.
Angela Bassett seemed unruffled after the New York Times referred to her as Omarosa Manigault Newman in a photo caption after the 2018 Emmy Awards.
Oh, God.
Though many Twitter users were up in arms over the error, Bassett seemed to ask fans to calm down. Many people complained that it seemed like the Times thought all black people look alike.
Well, this just happened with Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle.
MSNBC political analyst Zerlina Maxwell retweeted a photo of the gaffe and wrote, "What happens when you don't hire enough black people?"
Singer, yeah.
singer Joy Villa tweeted, wow, at New York Times, do all dark-skinned black women look the same to your editors? Bissett addressed the controversy with a lighthearted, hey, everybody, no worries. It's handled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I ain't saying nothing.
You're their NAACP representative.
Well, then I'm offended. As the only member of the NAACP on this show, I find this to be offensive, wrong.
The Patty,
not all of us look alike.
The Patty LaBelle, Aretha Franklin gaffe.
We don't all look alike, okay?
During a funeral.
I am 0.3% black, and we don't all look alike.
It was unconscionable.
It is. Horrible. It's terrible. We don't all look alike. And I find it offensive.
Actually, not very many people look like you.
Well, my brothers and I, we find this offensive.
You know what she just did?
No, what'd she do?
She pointed at her face.
A little scar joke, huh?
I'm just saying.
A little scar joke?
I'm guessing the national news media would not confuse you with whoever.
Why?
Bill Murray, for instance.
Why, Dana? Because I have a scar on my face?
I have a scar on my face. Look, right here.
Dana, you don't have a scar on your face.
It's on this side. Wait. No, it's right here. I scratched myself.
Did you ever get your
old
23andMe back?
No. Rod, did you get your 23andMe back? Ugh. No.
Okay. No, I haven't. No.
Well, then, as the only member of the NAACP and the only black person on this show.
Well, I think Travis would argue with that.
Well, but I'm telling you right now. Well, he's not technically on the show, but he's a member. We don't all look alike. And I take great offense to the Angelina or Angela Bassett.
You don't even know her name.
What?
Really?
Shut up. Shut up. I made a mistake.
Angela Bassett is a badass. She would kick you in too.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But we don't all look alike. Okay? So cut it out, people. Stop.
Landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. They will transform the front of your home, the back of your home, your lawn. And yes, if you want a patio with a fireplace, a fire pit, a brand new space for your family to enjoy that really does become an extra room on the outside of your home, have them come out and drop an estimate for you, show you exactly in a design they will put on paper just for you what they can do for you and your home. It's really an amazing process. We get so many compliments from people who have used Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. We had a guy from Shawnee ride in a couple weeks ago, just over the moon with the work that they did for his home. And they're enjoying that space right now as cooler temperatures are about to hit. Call them now. Get on the schedule now. That's very important. A-plus BBB rating, by the way. You're going to love the guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation. 913-441-3900. 441-3900. Lightning-landscape.com. Lightning-landscape.com. You tell them Dana sent you.
All right, 576-7798. This is OK Go, by the way, if you like this music. Story here from the New York Post. Two bartenders in Texas are facing up to a year in jail after allegedly serving a woman arrested for mowing down two bicyclists and killing one. Shafe Look, 34, and John Ward, 56, have been arrested for selling alcohol to Geraldine Weberling, who police say left the Island Pier Club in Galveston on June 4th and then drove her car into two bicyclists, killing 23-year-old Marco Beltran and injuring another. Less than 15 minutes prior to the crash, Weberling was spotted on surveillance, leaving the bar where she had been served by Look and Ward despite showing signs of being intoxicated, including losing her balance and spilling a drink. Weberling, who is 50, was charged with intoxication assault and intoxication manslaughter. Her blood alcohol level was 0.103.
Okay, now I'm not...
That's not much over the legal limit, but it is over the legal limit.
I'm not going to excuse what happened here, but 0.1 used to be legal on one side of state line here, and it wasn't that long ago.
Used to be in Missouri, yes.
Missouri was 0.1, Kansas was 0.08.
Correct.
I don't want to get into the weeds of where that number should be. 0.08's fine. But it used to be 0.1, and she blew 0.1, Scott. And so, you know, the state decided at some point that 0.1 was okay. This is not fall down, stumbling, blackout drunk. This is probably three glasses of wine, maybe four. If I had to guess, I don't know how much she weighs.
I don't either.
How, as a bartender at the low, and I'm going to call it a low level, at a lower level of 0.1, are you supposed to know, based on someone's height and weight, whether they've eaten, that she's going to leave and go kill somebody? I can understand this argument, Scott, if you are rip-roaring,
I don't even understand
puking,
them.
Drunk.
I don't even understand
I can understand
them.
Someone saying, this guy was passed out at the table and you kept lining up shots. Yes, we'll charge that guy. 0.1?
See, here's where I've always had a problem with charging bartenders. Because, number one, I have several points to make, if you'll be patient with me. Number one, do you know this person is driving a car?
And how do you know?
Right. Are they with somebody else? It is not illegal in America to be drunk. Okay? Number two, if we're going to sue and criminally charge bartenders who serve somebody who is intoxicated or serve them to a level where they become intoxicated, do we sue liquor store owners? If I go in and buy a fifth of whiskey, okay, which is a big bottle, okay, uh-huh. That's a big bottle.
Yeah.
Or if I go in and buy 2/5 of whiskey or a 12-pack of beer, do you need to have an interrogation with me before I leave your liquor store?
What have you had before? How much have you had to drink today?
After you drink these 12 beers that I'm selling you right now, do you plan to get in your car and go to McDonald's and get something to eat? What are you going to do after I sell you this beer? I think it is unreasonable and, quite frankly, unlawful to criminally charge a bartender with serving somebody. It is not against the law to be drunk in America.
They're called, and I'd never heard this word until a while ago when people were writing in, and this another story similar was in the news. I think it's called DRAM law. It's the DRAM law. Is that right? DRAM?
I don't know.
I think if you can make the case that someone is passed out, slurring, drooling, drunk, their keys are in their hand, you've been serving them all night as they're sitting at the bar, and they say, all right, I'm going home, then I can understand a prosecution.
Fine. No, I can't,
in
but okay.
In most cases, I cannot.
I think it is unfair to sue the bartender for serving you a legal drink in America any more than it would be reasonable to sue the liquor store owner. Well, what are you going to do after you drink that fifth of whiskey? Well, I'm only going to have 2 drinks tonight. How do I know? Do I need to send home some sort of video machine to watch you drink? That way I know that I'm not in trouble for selling you a fifth of whiskey? It's ridiculous.
I've got an example when we come back, because this just we were in a scenario a couple of weeks ago where I took a ride home. I'd had 2 glasses of wine, maybe 3.
That means 4.
And how is the bartender supposed to know when I walk out of that restaurant that I have a ride?
576-7798 to the newsroom and Caremark's.
Police are searching for a driver in a deadly hit and run today. More next.
Hey, if you or an older parent's looking for a fun, gorgeous retirement community, check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View in South Overland Park. They have month-to-month apartment homes available now with gorgeous wooded views, 24/7 on-site security, and all of the amenities of today's modern retirement community. This is a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. You don't have to mow the lawn. You don't have to scrape the walk with the ice when it comes falling down. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You sit back and just enjoy the retirement that you deserve, that you've worked so hard for. They have three meals a day out there, housekeeping services, travel, all in the heart of beautiful Southern Overland Park. They got staff members who have been there forever, 10, 20 years. 1- and 2-bedroom apartment homes are available now for anyone over age 55. Remember, they're month to month. That's huge. Traditional assisted living services are there, too, if you need it. Check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View, which is just north of 135th and Metcalf. Check it out at SilvercrestKansasCity.com, SilvercrestKansasCity.com. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
531 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. An 80-year-old man was killed in an accident in Warnell and Bannister Roads today. Police say the driver of a stolen box truck hit the elderly man's red pickup, flipping it on its side. He had to be extricated and was rushed to the hospital where he died. Kansas City police say they're still looking for that driver who got away on foot. President Trump in the Carolinas today in the wake of Florence. He was at the Horry County Emergency Operations Center in South Carolina.
I know you have a rough few days, and then it'll last a long time. Could last a long time. But you're going to have a rebuilding process, and we are behind you from day one.
The death toll from Florence now up to 37. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here. Boy, do I have a deal to share with you. They've always got something great going on out at Nebraska Furniture Mart, and now they do again. The competition cannot keep up. If you are in the market for a mattress, listen to this. Their mattress marathon, they do this every year, is back. You will find incredible deals right now on their huge selection of mattresses, and there's no reason to shop around. The Mart has more than 75 of them right there on display. It makes it so easy. You can compare all of them side by side, all in one spot. They have a gigantic warehouse, as you know. So chances are the one you pick out, your new mattress, it'll be in stock, ready for easy pickup or delivery. Let the Mart's factory-trained sales professionals save you time. They will help you find your perfect sleep solution. And hey, while you're there right now, enter to win a $3,000 NFM gift card or a treadmill. Plus, shop with 75 months financing. That's huge. 75 months financing on qualifying mattress purchases, $24.99 or more. No down payment as well. See the store for details. Don't miss the Mattress Marathon. It's back. Going on now at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
What's the old saying? Patience is a virtue. Well, it comes in handy if you're sick of the heat and humidity. One more day. Later on tonight, we'll continue to drop through the 80s this evening. Mostly cloudy skies developing by tomorrow afternoon, but we'll start with a little bit of sunshine, 75 in the morning, hazy. Partly to mostly sunny skies on your Thursday afternoon, feeling like the middle 90s, high temperature 92. Chance of some rain showers and thunderstorms developing by evening, continuing overnight, and ending by Friday afternoon. Much cooler, high temperature, with windy conditions, 73 degrees. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
91 at KCI, it is 90 in Olathe, 93 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Markser, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Man, you know, sometimes I wish the conversations off air could be heard on air. So what we're going to do, starting tomorrow, we're going to get rid of all commercials. And we're just going to go 4 hours straight.
There's a line in this story, Kara, just real quick. And I'm just going to read it. It says, as a bartender, you should know if someone is intoxicated or not. You can tell by their speech, body language, things like that. That's okay. The quote.
Fine.
I completely disagree with that. If you are a raging, functioning alcoholic, and you have alcohol coursing through your veins 24/7, you are going to walk in to that bar as a highly functioning alcoholic, looking like you haven't had a thing to drink all day, even though you probably would blow point one. You're going to sit down. The bartender's going to serve you two. Now you have all of that alcohol that you've had in you all day, plus two. Right. Two doesn't look so bad, but you're functioning. Your body is used to it. It has built up a tolerance for it. When you leave, if you go out, God forbid, and kill someone, is the bartender somehow liable for it? I don't think you can always tell or know based on someone's physiological makeup, what's going on inside of them, outside of them, their weight. Have you eaten today?
And I go back to the argument I had earlier. Your bartender is not your babysitter. They are your bartender. Their job is really simple. If you order a drink, they serve it. And if you drink it, that's on you. If you pay for it, that's on you. Okay, their job is to extract money from you in exchange for a drink. It is not illegal in the United States. And I say this as somebody who has had problems with alcohol in his life, okay? It is not illegal in America to be drunk. Now, you could make the argument, well, Scott, yes, it is. It most certainly is. You can't be drunk in public. Okay, fine. You're right. Public intoxication in many jurisdictions is against the law.
I think it's rarely enforced, but if they want to haul you away or ticket you for something, they can.
Being drunk in a bar is not against the law. Being drunk in your own home is not against the law. Being drunk in somebody else's home is not against the law. I'm not saying I support people getting drunk. I'm opposed to people getting drunk, okay? However, you can get drunk in America. What you can't do is get behind the wheel of a car. But that is a decision that you make. That is a choice that you make. It is not the bartender's responsibility. If you come up to the bar,
I'll take another one.
Okay, well, Dana, you seem like you've had a lot to drink today. I have a DD.
Okay.
I am taking a cab or an Uber home. It's not my responsibility as your bartender to walk you outside and ensure that you get into a cab.
Also, I have two things I want to bring up, and then we'll get to the phones. I would disagree with you under the scenario that someone is falling down blackout wasted. I do think a bartender has an obligation to say, you're cut off.
Okay, that's fine. But that's his choice.
I think if you're fall down, blackout, drunk, wasted.
Define blackout drunk.
Well.
Define drunk.
We've all seen someone in a bar, and this happened to us maybe 6 months ago. There was a guy, and it was like 5 o'clock at night. Loud, belligerent, wasted, following the waitresses around. I was like, good God, get this guy out of here.
We've all seen
under that scenario, he has to go. You just got to say, I'm not going to serve you anymore.
But
sure he has a safe ride home and get him out.
But you would agree, Dana, the establishment would want him to go because he's bad for business.
My second question is this. Do you honestly think when Big 12 basketball tournament time rolls around, and let's talk downtown and what that looks like, it is the most fun, electrifying, crazy atmosphere to watch college basketball. Do you honestly think that the bartenders that are downtown schlepping 40,000 fans with alcohol should somehow be responsible for figuring out who's had too much when, first of all, during that week, during Friday afternoon when Iowa State's playing KU, pretty much 80% of the people down there have been drinking all day. When it's in a large venue, are the laws the same? There is no way you can tell me that a bartender working in Power and Light should have to keep track in that environment where everyone is drinking and it's encouraged who's driving, where they're going, and how much they've had.
And let me give you another scenario. How many times have you been in a club or at a bar, whatever, and you walk in with your girlfriends, okay? And let's use the Power and Light District as an example. I haven't been there in years, but I'll use it as an example. How many times does everybody go, well, we'll all go to the bar together?
Yeah.
Never. I'll get the first round.
Correct.
I'll get then somebody says, I'll get the second round.
Correct.
I'll get the third round. So when I go up to the bar, okay, and my buddy's been partying all day long.
Correct, 3 hours prior.
And he was drinking beers all the way down to downtown. And then we get to Power and Light before we go in to watch KU play basketball. He is three sheets to the wind. And I say, I've got the first round. Does the bartender have to say, okay, you just ordered four beers? Now, is that four for you or one for each friend?
It becomes ridiculous.
One for each friend, sir. Well, I need to go see all of your friends to make sure they're all sober.
It's impossible.
They're not cops. They're bartenders. Tamara in Harrisonville. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. You guys are great. I love listening to your show, but I'm so excited to chime in on this conversation because I was a bartender, and I worked in a city where we did have a bartender charged with over-serving a woman who killed somebody. And so it hits home, and I get it that we do have a certain responsibility. But here's the catch. Have you ever seen what happens when you cut a drunk person off.
I know where you're going with this, but tell me, what did you see happen?
Well, I've had a customer come over the counter at me twice, over the bar top, and then they get mad, and they get their keys, and they get their girlfriend or wife or husband or whatever, and they leave in their car to go to a bar where they're going to get served.
Or they go to a liquor store and they go home.
Yeah, but either way, they're still going to leave your bar.
But when they were training you, Tamara, because these DRAM laws or whatever, and I don't know if they're like that everywhere in every city, but when they were training you, did they tell you you had a legal responsibility to try and keep track of how much people had had?
So just to clarify, I worked in small bars.
Okay.
Nothing was corporate. Training was something to, here's the bar, there's your till,
right.
Get at it, girl. But, you know, we did, as bartenders and waitresses, we did talk about it, and we would talk to each other during the shift, you know, so-and-so is lit up tonight. I think maybe water has drank down a little bit.
Yeah.
They're not going to know. They have no clue how much alcohol you're putting in your drink. And just to attest to that fact, my girls that I worked with did it to me one night when I had overindulged celebrating. And I couldn't tell the difference between a Diet Coke and one with a Diet Coke and rum in it. So, and I was in my 20s, just to leave a little face there. I don't do that anymore. But, you know, wean them off. Get them to drink water. Talk to them. If you're a bar that serves food, get them to eat something. And this lady, you know, Dana, you're right on. She was a 0.10.
She was 0.103, I think, and it does say it was 2 hours later, so she would have presumably been a little bit higher than that, but I go back to the fact that Missouri used to have a legal limit of 0.1.
And I'm on that side of the state line, so yeah, but that's 3 or 4 drinks over the course of 3 or 4 hours. I mean, you look at, it's 0.025 per drink per hour for average height, average weight, male or female.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if she has been 2 beers, 1 water religiously for an evening, she shouldn't be stumbling, falling down, slurring words drunk.
Here's the other thing you don't know, Tamara. Here's the other thing you don't know. What kind of medication is the person on currently?
You never know that.
You never know that, which will completely jack with the way your body processes alcohol.
Which comes full circle because I bartended my way through nursing school.
Good for you.
And I'm now a nurse. So
good for you.
I educate patients on that frequently, and it does. And it can be anything from a mild painkiller to antidepressant medication to blood thinners.
Yeah.
When you were bartending, was there always a Cliff and a Norm at your bar?
Oh gosh, yes, absolutely. We knew it was a close knit community. We knew probably 75% on a first name basis.
Like the same guys came in every night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not every night, not Sunday through Sunday.
But they would frequent it.
Yeah, you know, we had our people we were big in pool teams, so we had the same people in the pool teams, and it was a revolving door of familiar faces. A lot of us, you know, went to each other's kids' birthdays, been to our houses, each other's houses. Yeah. But it was that kind of bar where you establish friendships, which made it a little easier to cut someone off or get somebody a ride home.
Yeah.
But I wasn't a big girl back then, and I wasn't about to step up in between two 250-pound bikers and go, y'all aren't getting on your bikes tonight.
Yeah.
and it just didn't happen. I mean, so there's a fine line, and it's customer service, and it's common sense, and it's not the same decision for the same person with every situation. You really have to use good judgment and think of a clever and creative way of, I need to get this person out of the bar quietly without an incident and safely
home. Safely, yeah.
We didn't have Uber. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to age myself. We didn't have Uber back in my day. But, man, a lot of the people lived really close, and that's a great tool, I think, Uber or Lyft or any of those, of getting those people, you know, $4, $5, $6 ride home.
Yeah.
All right, kid. 576-7798. Rod Babcock, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. We're going to be speaking of bars, 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe on Friday. Come on out. Stay sober. Have a drink or two or three, but drink water in between. Okay. 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe this Friday Dana and Parks.
Man, winter's going to be here before you know it. Call my guys at Seal Once KC now. Have them come out and permanently protect and beautify all of those outdoor areas of your home that tend to weather in the weather. Their experienced team will come out, clean, and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant. We had our driveway done. We had our fence done. If you have a big privacy fence, no one wants to replace that stuff. Seal Once KC helps eliminate those worries because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Then think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. They got you covered there. They'll put down that permanent polymer decorative coating, the ones with the flex in the garage. It looks amazing. It's so easy to keep clean. And that gorgeous permanent polymer decorative coating on the basement floor. We did that years ago, and a lot of restaurants actually have it. Look down the next time you're in a restaurant. They put that down because it looks good and it's easy to keep clean. Give them a call, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. Get that 20% discount. With Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com. Call 816-942-3927 today.
The news coming up here in just a moment. Then, is this Alabama Shakes? Let's go to Joyce in Kansas City. Joyce, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I am a tavern owner of a bar down in Westport.
Okay.
And we were called down to liquor control, I think it was this past summer, for a program called the Last Drink Program.
Okay.
Where if you are stopped by a police officer and they ask you, where was the last place you had a drink, and you mention the bar's name, then that gets reported to Liquor Control. Liquor Control calls you down to their office, gives you a warning, and gives you education on how not to overserve.
Now, have to prove it? How do you know that they were really there?
Exactly. Exactly. And then now we're on the list to where they will come in undercover and watch our bartenders to see how they are serving and when they know when somebody has been served too much.
Do you have the right to contest it or ask what is the name of the individual so we can look at receipts?
Yes, we ask. We ask and no, they don't give you that information.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
That's what we thought. We went down there with our attorney. This is a program that started in Minnesota.
What if it's a competitor, Joyce? What if it's a competitor who gets pulled over? They're not going to say they were drinking at their place. They're going to say they were drinking
absolutely
at yours.
In fact, our attorney suggested that if we ever get pulled over, that we should just say that the last place that we drank was at the director of liquor control's house.
I don't know that I would do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's how ridiculous it's gotten. And then the liquor liability premium that we have to pay for insurance is ungodly. And that's to help us with any legal fees, legal costs that we may have when somebody goes out and, God forbid, hurts somebody after they've had too much to drink.
But that's on them. And I'm not minimizing drunk driving or the injuries and death that come from it. It's horrible. And anybody who does that deserves whatever they get. But that's not on you. You are selling a legal product.
Right.
And there is no law in America against getting drunk. Now, there are laws about what you can do when you become drunk. But there is no law that says you are not legally allowed to get drunk in America. I know I'm preaching to the choir, Joyce. I know I'm preaching to the choir. It just drives me crazy that you are selling a legal product, no more legal or illegal than what somebody would sell in a liquor store. A liquor store owner is not charged. If I go home and watch the Chiefs game and get hammered on a 12-pack of beer and a pint of whiskey, and then I decide, well, I need more because a 12-pack of beer and a pint of whiskey is just not enough. So I head back out. Well, they're not going to charge the liquor store owner. Maybe he should follow me home and sit in my front porch and make sure I don't get in my car and drive off.
Does the establishment pay the legal fees on behalf of the bartenders who are now facing serious charges in a case like this?
Sadly, yes, they should.
But they probably won't.
We got to run. Jonathan Weir coming up right after the 6 o'clock news. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Ryan, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we are all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Don't forget, we are at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe on Friday afternoon. Be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, a man who was once a powerful political figure in Kansas City is now going to jail. More next.
Hey, you know, call my guys at CMOs and Son. We've been bragging about their Generac home standby generators for a long time now. But did you also know they're all your heating and cooling needs, guys, stuff? Everything you got for heating and cooling, you need help, they're your guy. We had them come out a couple weeks ago, and they looked at our system. It's actually a brand new air conditioning system, but the upstairs of our house is just stifling. They came out. They did an inspection. They looked at what we had going on, and they'll do it for you. And they said, you have some problems in your ductwork, and they're going to fix it. I love it. Back to the 7-year free parts and labor warranty, which is valued at more than $700, by the way, on all qualifying Generac generator units. Get in now if you have ever even thought about getting a generator to power your home. You can do it for as little as $99 a month, by the way. Give my good guys at CM Mose and Son a call now, or go to cmmoseandson.com, cmmoseandson.com. Tell them Dana sent you, 816-781-4707, or cmmoseandson.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.